the west here and on the coast, we're very concerned about it. Here we have another, which looks like another cut to West Donegal. We have a situation where the government has developed the Wild Atlantic Way, which will attract quite a large amount of tourists. I know there's a small company set up here, Rock and Rome, where one of the activities that they do is cliff climbing. And now the government is looking to take that away from us, with all the tourists that are hopefully coming into the area where to view the west, to see the islands, our coast. We've seen a big increase in cliff climbing in the area, but now it looks like the government wants to take away the service to rescue or help anybody that finds themselves in difficulties. And from a tourist perspective, we're very concerned. And then more importantly, from life or death situation, we are hugely concerned about this here. So I would be calling now on the minister to reverse this decision if they have unofficially made this decision, because we have 23 to 25 volunteers who work extremely hard in the Bumbeg area to continue the service, and we need it in West Donegal.
Now, this cliff rescue service based in Bumbeg, it's rarely been used over the last number of years. If this rumour that it's going to be scrapped wasn't publicised, then would anybody even take notice?
Well, of course they would take notice. It's the service that is used. I know not that it's not used every week or every month at that, but how many lives have to be saved before the government makes the decision to keep it? I wouldn't want to be the one in a position where somebody has come off a cliff face and that they have to tell their wife or husband or their parents that, I'm sorry, but there wasn't enough usage of it, so we scrapped the service, and I'm sorry about your partner's debt. This service is needed.
But this is a cost-cutting measure, and the fact that it's rarely used over the last number of years, this is why the government are going to scrap this service.
Well, if it saves one life in 10 years, I think this is of value. After all, it doesn't cost a lot of money to keep the service going. There's probably more money spent on the Dáil Bar on a Wednesday night than it does to keep this bar the service going. So I would call again on the minister to make sure that the service continues.